We're going to get a little icky here now. One symbol of how not sensitive our culture is to issues of sustainability is, of course, golf courses in California in the middle of a drought emergency. But how about the wasted biomass of human remains? That's right. Katrina Spade is founder and executive director of the Urban Death Project. Her group is proposing that we compost our deceased loved ones instead of burying them in overcrowded cemeteries or cremating them. She claims that turning us all back into soil will make our cities more sustainable and will connect us more closely with nature from dust to dust. Isn't that how it goes? Katrina Spade, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what would this take? What would this involve in terms of regulations on cemeteries and burial and the like?
Yeah, you know, regulations, that's an interesting question. Regulations around the disposition of the human body is a state-by-state thing. And so really it's about adding composting to the list of already accepted methods.
And when you say compost, I'm trying to get a picture here. I mean, you have to do some sort of pre-processing. I mean, would you cremate and then compost the ashes, or would you?
Nope, it's pretty amazing. So the science is around livestock composting. There's been research done for years by agricultural institutions in the U.S., and farmers have found that you can lay an entire steer down on a bed of high carbon material, cover it up with wood chips and sawdust, and in about 3 months, the entire animal has decomposed and turned into that beautiful soil-like material.
And so you just basically, you know, lay mom down there and cover her over and just maybe tell the lawnmower not to go anywhere near it, and that's the way it goes, right?
Well, that's the science. But what I'm proposing is actually building spaces in our cities where we can do more than just compost mom, but also contemplate our place in the natural world and say goodbye and have a place of memorial, in fact.
How would you spiritually sort of integrate this sense of composting with our sense of wanting to, you know, bereave the loss of the dead and also to honor our ancestors?
You know, this began in part because I come from a non-religious family, and the closest thing I have to a spiritual nature is nature, in fact. And so to me, this whole process of natural decomposition, it really is so meaningful, it actually hinges on being spiritual. Turning back to soil and then being able to grow new life with our deceased, I think that's one of the most beautiful things we could do.
And you're not talking about bulldozing into mass graves. This would be individual ceremonies, individual composting arrangements, and that individuals would benefit from this, or would you have to do this at scale?
Definitely individual ceremonies and individually laying bodies into these, the core system, which I've designed. On the sort of output level, I feel like we're all part of a natural greater ecosystem. And so it's not really necessary to pretend that after we've died, we're not turning right back into that larger ecosystem. And so, so it's not about individual compost being available to families, but it is about an individual ceremony to begin with.
Have you done this with a relative already?
I have not.
All right. Katrina Spade, we'll get back to you if that actually becomes an eventuality, both sadly and to figure out how you solve some of these problems personally. Katrina, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Katrina Spade is founder and executive director of the Urban Death Project, trying to create sustainability in the end of life by turning people back into compost.